Because we give a lot of things. We can give of our talent. A lesson can be taught on that. Because there's need to teach a lesson on that. We can give of our time. We can give in terms of visitation to sick people in the church. There's an issue with that too. But there's also an issue with the giving of money. You understand? And therefore, no, we can't be unafraid, Michael, to deal with certain topics. So, yes, we must first give ourselves to the who? To the Lord. That is what we must do. And then the other things follow. But you can have a person have a problem. What the Bible says, the Bible says, Christ has set certain offices in the church for the perfecting of the what? Saints. So there are different topics that have to be dealt with from time to time to address certain needs. So if I just teach a lesson and say, give yourself to the Lord first, and then I talk about time, I talk about talent, I talk about giving, then no one of them is highlighted as an issue that needs to be dealt with. You understand? So sometimes Brother Mitchell or Fabian or myself or Michael will have to highlight a particular problem or topic that the Christians, we can look in ourselves, examine ourselves in the light of God's word and see if we are in line. Because let us look at the passage again. Everybody turn to that passage for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And verse 5. He's a whole, if I take this one verse, you know, there's a lot of truth in this one verse, Michael. We're going to analyze the verse tonight. It says, and he was talking, brother, who sent me the text, he was talking here in this one about their giving. The context was their giving of their money. They were giving to help the church in Jerusalem. But the principle, there are many principles here still. Look at it again. Not only... Rokoi, read it for me, verse 5.
And this they did. Not as we hoped.
So listen now. The apostles had a hope for these people. They had an expectation. Am I right, Fabian? An expectation. And the same way the church leaders of every congregation will have expectations of us. Brother Mitchell has expectations of the congregation, you know. Brother Fabian has expectations of the congregation, you know. I have expectations that we expect certain things to be done. Am I correct? So he was saying here, he said, not only did they give material, as we had hoped, the apostle hoped for certain outcome. The same way that we hope for a certain outcome, Michael. And he says what? Did they disappoint the apostle, Rokoi? Read.
But first gave their own selves to the Lord.
Stop. So the Amplified said, not only did they give materially as we had hoped, but they did something more fundamental than that. That's what the brother text was saying today. They did something more fundamental than that. They gave themselves first to the what? To the Lord. That means, listen, I got to, you know, I like plain speech. It means, Brother Rokoi, that whether Brother Mitchell is here or Brother Mitchell is away, you will be at worship. Plain speech. Because you have some person, you know, because Brother Mitchell, like, you're not coming, you know. Plain speech. And if you come in the morning, if you have given yourself first to the Lord, so brother, I'm helping you. I got to deal with it now. If you come in the morning, I don't know if it's a habit or what, but some people believe that once they come in the morning, Fabian, they must have come back in the night. It's a habit, you know. And Cheryl, it's a very bad habit. You come in the morning, you must can't come back in the night because you gave yourselves first to the Lord. It's not tradition. Not really. It's like a plain church. It's like tradition. You go up and see your parents, they go to church in the morning, they go back in the, and you have it worse in the system. Some of them come once a week, once a month, you know. Every other Sunday, they give themselves a quota, Fabian, to come every other Sunday or once a month. No, man, this is an indication. I mentioned this morning, okay, about this thing called the litmus test. This is not a litmus test, you know, your attendance. Your attendance at worship is a litmus test also. Look at the numbers. I don't even know if I reached 20. I was trying to do a quick call for everyone. I don't even know if I reached 20. And even if it don't rain, it's not much better. It's not much better. No, so, Fabian, sometimes we need plain speaking. And I've made a commitment that whenever I teach a lesson, I'm going to make it plain. Because I'm not in for popularity. No leaders at this congregation always make things plain. And I will continue in that tradition of making things plain, Fabian. Because this pulpit at Patrick City has always made things plain. We have to do better. We have to do better as a, what example are we setting for the people in the world? They pass and they see a small number of people. Look at the building right big. And look at the number we have inside here. It's few. Crumbs, Sister Cheryl Smiley. It's like crumbs. So the brother is perfectly correct. We must first give ourselves to the Lord. Because you know what though, Karen? Christ, we are not a cult, you know. We're not a cult. So we will not force people to do the will. It has to come from them. And that's what this passage says. It has to come from there. It was a line of giving. But it says, first gave themselves to the Lord. Amen. Once they gave themselves to the Lord, everything came voluntarily. Look at verse 4, Rakai, of the same 2 Corinthians 8. Look at verse 3 and 4 together. Read verse 3 for me.
For to their poor,
yes,
I bear record,
yes,
yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves.
Stop. That's the key, no, brother Fisher. They were willing of themselves. Because you can't push and force people on it, because that is not Christianity. So perhaps we will have to deal with the small numbers that we have. Because we can't use psychology and different type of things to force them to come to service. We can't use psychology and so to force them to give more. What we can do is teach them about the importance of attendance and teach them about the importance of giving their money. And let them know that if they are falling down in these areas, it is an indication that they have not given of themselves first to the Lord, brother. You understand? But we can't use force on it, Oshin, to get people like what cultists do. Cults will use force to shame people, to embarrass people, to make them want to do the thing because, you know, they are being forced to do it. We can't do that. There are certain things we can't do. We only can instruct them with the word of God and then look in it as a mirror and see what they must do to improve themselves. But we can't force them, Karen. We can't force them. That is not Christianity. It must come at their own will. It must come from themselves. And that's what this verse is saying. verse 3, I read it from the Amplified. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave what? Voluntarily. Nobody forced them to give. That is why I don't like certain methods that sometimes we may, and that's why we use it, but some workplaces use certain methods where they have a list or a piece of paper and they pass it around, Fabian, and the people write their name and everybody see what everybody give. I'm not for that. Because it's like, no, you're going to, almost I put it now, it's like a kind of force. You know, they see what somebody has go. So it's prompting them now to want to give. God wants us to give willingly. Willingly. From our heart, because we had given ourselves first to the Lord. So it come easy. It's easy. Everything we do in Christianity must come from the heart. Because we must know, respond to what God has done. That is why when I started the lesson this morning, I showed what probably the Macedonians had in their mind. They saw that God gave. Brother Wilson sing the song today. When he was talking, I was just nodding my head off. And because Christ, the song says Christ gave and give and give and give. God give and give. We teach people about that. And then they must look into themselves and say, okay, what the brother is saying, what Brother Michelle is saying, what Brother Fabian is saying, what Brother Gilbert Michael is saying, it's in the scripture. I'm going to examine myself and do better and improve my giving and improve my attendance. But we can't use cultist kind of way to get people to improve. We can't force them. We can't. Not even in school I force children to do certain things. I was telling my Sunday school class the same thing this morning. I said to them, I'm not going to force you to come to Sunday school class, you know. If you want to come to Sunday school class, you come. So you have your free will. Your volition. I said I force them to come to Sunday school class if they're not into it. You can't force them, Brother Fabian, to come to night service. You can't. Because if we do that, we break God's will too, you know. But the way the night Bible still ask you how we break God's will. If we do break God's will to you, know, we cannot force people. It must come from themselves in instruction of God's word. Look at verse 4 now. Read verse 4 for me, Rakai.
Praying us with much entreaty.
You hear that though? Praying us with much what? Entreaty. Yes?
That we would receive the gift.
That we would pray with much entreaty, Fabian, that we may receive the what? The gift. Continue.
And take upon us,
yes,
the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
That's right. You have the Amplified version of that now. Begging us insistently for the privilege of participating in the service for the support of the saints in Jerusalem. And as I said this morning, Brother Peart, the begging don't come from the pulpit to the congregation. The begging came from the congregation to the apostles. The begging came from them. They don't want people to think that their support they can't give. They want to be able to participate. Why were they want to do it? Because they gave themselves first to the Lord. It was easy for them now to see the true value of spiritual things. But a lesson was needed on just the money part. It was needed because it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a big problem. And it can cause us to lose our soul. That is why in the lesson this morning, I showed you all of what God has done for us. And I showed you a passage about the deceitfulness of what? Riches. Because riches cannot take us beyond the grave. A person's giving badly now must look into those passages now and say, you know what Brother Gilbert is saying is right. What he's saying is true. I can find it in here. They mustn't get upset with the messenger. They must see what is in here and make the adjustments. All of us must make the adjustments, you know. If we want to make heaven our home, we all have to make the adjustment. Brother O'Neill again, I have to keep calling your name. O'Neill says a while ago, we all, I think it's O'Neill, said we have all sinned. So the church is a place for us now to make the improvement. Nobody's perfect. The preacher not perfect. So everybody knows that's why we have the preaching and teaching taking place, so we can make improvement. So, lesson is needed, yes, and attendance. Lesson is needed, yes, and giving. And lesson is also needed, and commitment. We must first give ourselves to the Lord. And everything else follows. So, that is what he said in verse 4 from the Amplified, begging us insistently, Michael, for the privilege of participating in the service for the support of the saints in Jerusalem. And I make the point over and over, even when we do it for the Pope, we have to be careful, you know. We have to be careful. We make the appeal for the pulpit, yes, but we can't force people to give. We can't. We mustn't use any method to force them psychologically to give either, or psychologically to come to the attendant, because God don't want that method. That was what was wrong with the Kingston. I don't know if you ever heard about the Kingston. Those are the things that was wrong with the Kingston Church of Christ, you know. Because they are using different psychology to get the people to come out, to get the people to do things for the Lord. There is that line that we cannot cross. We cannot cross that line. All we can do, Karen, is teach. Teach. Teach, and then I make the adjustment. But we mustn't be afraid to teach certain topics. As leaders in the Church of Christ, we cannot be afraid. We must be bold and be unafraid. That is why, you know, I just had to do the giving of the money by itself. Because it's a problem. Now, the next thing about giving, I will discuss this morning. Turn to Malachi for me. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 8 through to verse 10. Let me hear verse 8. Quick record.
Will a man rob God?
Will a man rob God?
Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee?
Stop. So in this passage, church, God is highlighting a problem. There is a problem that the people... It was not a problem of attendance only, a problem of not giving themselves to the Lord. It's a symptom. It's a problem, and he highlighted. So he said, will a man rob God? Will somebody dare to do that? And he says, yes, you have robbed me. And they ask him, how we rob you, God? How we rob you? And he tell them straight out on it, how they rob him. He never say, you need to be more faithful, you know. So he tell them plain, or they rob him. At least, how did they rob him, Rakai?
In tithes and offerings.
In tithes and offerings. And a consequence follows it. A consequence follows it. What is the consequence of verse 9?
Ye are cursed with a curse.
Ye are cursed with a curse.
For ye have robbed me.
The for now is telling why you got the curse. We get the curse for we have done something. For we have robbed me. Amen. We have to be careful in our church. We have to be careful. We don't want God the Almighty to curse us. Because we're robbing, we're holding back things from him. Because he did not hold back anything from us. Am I right? He spared not his own what? Son. So you say you robbed me. Even this whole what? Read.
Even this whole nation.
Even the entire nation, Robbie. Can you imagine how widespread it was? It's widespread at all. That him say, in the north part of the nation, the whole nation robbed me. Can you imagine that? The whole nation. And he says something to them that can apply to us, Michael. Verse 10, what did he say?
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
Yes.
That there may be meat in mine house.
Yes.
And prove me now herewith.
Stop. Prove me now herewith. And I said this morning that there are people in this congregation right now who have proven God by their giving. People right here, right now, they have proven God by their giving. They have given right, and they have proven God. Take him up now. God won't lie, you know. So you don't make him seven hold back of money. Because he said, prove me. I'm going to show you how faithful I am. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm going to show you the one of my favorite songs by Rebecca. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm going to show you how faithful I am. Prove me. What he says, Rebecca, read.
And prove me now herewith.
Prove me now herewith.
Say the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
If I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Yes.
And pour out a blessing.
And pour out or pour you out a blessing?
Pour you out a blessing.
Everything important in my real stuff. Amen. Not just pour out a blessing, you know. Pour you out a blessing. I can give you a blessing. I can pour you out a blessing. All you have to do is prove me. Have faith and prove me. Have faith and prove me. Pour you out a blessing. Is it a little bit of blessing?
That there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Oh, wow. Awesome, God. Our God is a giving God. He's a giving God. Just prove him now. There are people here right now who has proven him. Not even Bible characters are right in this congregation who has proven him. Prove him and him just open and get a blessing. And the blessings come in all kinds of ways. All kinds of ways. The blessing don't come the way you expect it. No. It come in all kinds of ways. The blessings can come in good health. It don't come all the way back in money, and it come in different ways because God is wise, and the Bible says must trust him. He knows what is best for us. So my things all can come in money. It may not come in money, you know, but it come in so many wonderful blessings. So many awesome blessings it may come. It can come in money, you know. It can come in blessings for your business. It can come in blessings for your health. Because when you have good health, you have everything, you know. You can't go around and do your business and so. It come in health. It come in blessings, in insight into his word. It give you spiritual blessings. You understand his word when you're reading it. There's so many blessings it give you. The privilege of prayer. There's so many blessings we get. But we have to trust him. We have to trust him more. One time I give you a passage, Psalm 68. 30 for me, brother. I think it was Psalm 68. Was it verse 3? You can find it for me. Psalm 68. Quickly.
But let the righteous be glad.
Is it one about trust me? Trust in him. Psalm 68. Trust in him. I'll soon find it and ship you. You find it? 62 verse 8. That's all? Read it for me, Fabian. You have it? Quick.
Trust in
him. Oh. All right, go ahead.
Trust in him.
Trust in him.
At all times.
I find it. At all times.
Ye people.
Ye people, trust in God at all times. Our giving show that we trust in him. Yes. Because when we're giving it out, sir, it's not all the while we may have that money, you know. We may say the bill going to come this month and we have our utility bills to pay. We have our rent or our mortgage to pay. And we have this to pay and that to pay. And then we give. I will wonder how. Trust me, it is going to come. There is a way. He's not going to find a way. He'll make the way, Brother Michael. and you will pay your bills? Because when you don't give to God, you know, there's another passage that says, in bore all your pocket, you know. You know that passage, right? It's whole bore in your pocket, and everything you think you get is just a cold air, but you don't wonder where money going. Because when you don't give it, you don't wonder where money going, you know. You wonder where the money there. You have to put it straight up front. Because you don't give to God, so you don't get. Just trust him, man. Just prove him. Don't hold back on the giving anymore of the money. Just prove him, and you will see ways are going to be opened up for you. Your Christian life can take on so much riches and richness. Because Satan wants you to believe that lie. That when you hold back all and more to your money, you get more richer and better. And it don't work like that. We talked about that this morning. It don't work like that. But that's what Satan wants us to believe. The Macedonian people never believed that. They were dirt poor. And they give. They give. If we can just transform our minds by listening to the instruction, the scriptures, and do better, improve ourselves, our Christian life is going to take on a richer quality. A richer quality. Because we're going to learn to depend on him more for what we need. We have to, giving to him, you know, teaches us, you know, Cheryl, to depend on him more. And not on ourselves, not to depend on ourselves. We depend on him more. And he will reward us, trust me, church. You will get the reward and the satisfaction that the Macedonians had, that they helped the church in Jerusalem. When you're giving up to the church, the satisfaction you have, that the church can do evangelistic work, that your minister can be well provided for. Yes? I gotta say, that the minister can well for Eden. Brother Mitchell, I've done so much here. I love my minister. He has worked so hard. I'm glad he's not here tonight. Everybody know I love it. I love Brother Mitchell. He has been here so long and worked so hard with us. Why should he covet him? Why should she covet him for a seminar? Give it because he might get it. No. Give him, Brother Mitchell should live like a king. Trust me. Like a king. And more, because he is handling the word of God for us. I know we've got to know his value when judgment day comes. And eternity. You go to a lawyer, Karen, lawyer write a little letter. One little letter. Prepare the lawyer $5,000, $7,000. $5,000, $7,000 for a letter. The people who serve in the church must be properly rewarded. The church needs to do so much things. We mustn't covet our minister. He must give some life can be comfortable. Yes. We must give and give and give and give. And God is going to bless us. That's what Malachi said. He's going to open his storehouse for us. And bless us mightily, abundantly. But if we don't prove him, our Christianity cannot, we won't get to that experience of our Christian, that true Christianity that we need to really get to. We have to put it to the test. Yes. Put it to the test, Michael. And you see what happened. The bill he has to pay. And the light bill come every month, and it'll go higher and higher. Inflation make it go higher and higher. And everybody putting up the cost and stuff. We can't keep putting $100 in the bar, in the offering plate. And everything is going up. But we keep it at $100. No, that can't work. Can't work. So that is why now. The brother who wrote sent me the text. I had to deal with the giving up the money. Not that I'm ignoring Because it's a consequence of not giving to themselves first. But if you are just dealing with everything, it dilutes it. And it cannot be diluted at this time. Cannot be diluted. Because we have a big problem. Big problem. But I'm saying, like, I can tell you, you know. Yeah, but Michael, like I tell you, though, but it's a big problem for the size of the congregation. For the size of the congregation, it's a problem, and it means a spiritual problem. Spiritual problem. We have to do better. I can't keep it long tonight because I said here, I said that up there, sir, right here. But it is needed for it to be driven home to us. It is needed that we improve. Thank you very much. You're doing the singing. You, Anil?